Hello and welcome. Thank you for listening to Radio St. Pete. I'm your host, June Bunch, and we are in studio with the Maureen Art Center and Maureen Center for Clay. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh man, who is in the studio? Let's see. We'll start on the left. Hello.
Hi. I'm Amanda Cooper. I am the Chief Curator for the Maureen Art Center.
Thank you for being here, Amanda Cooper.
My pleasure.
And with the Maureen Center for Clay.
Also on the left.
Oh, yeah, yes, stage left. Oh, touche, yes.
I'm looking the wrong direction.
I'm Zan Peters, the Operations Manager of the Maureen Center for Clay.
We're so lucky to have you in studio. There's a whole bunch of stuff that's happening this month. So I just went into the Maureen Art Center and I saw a bunch of holiday ready things that I may or may not have impulse bought. So come sooner than later or else it might all be gone. But tell us a little bit about your holiday show.
So our holiday show is an annual tradition here at the Maureen, and it's a historically been a members show. So it features artwork by our Maureen members. And this year there's about 110 artists in the show, mostly local artists. And the work is all relatively small, I think 30 inches max for 2D work. And yeah, we've got a ton of inventory. We have ornaments, we have paintings, we have functional ceramics, we have sculpture, a little bit of everything. And everything is priced at $400 or less, or most of the work is less than $100. So, but there is something for everyone on your shopping list.
That's so awesome.
Amazing.
Yeah, I heard it through a grapevine, or a little birdie told me. Actually, many birdies told me, because next door is an exhibition called, Cheap?
Cheaps. And the first cheap is the cheap that means inexpensive. It's a play on words, get it? And that is curated by local artist Basque. And it was his idea for the show, and he installed it in his own Basque-y way. And for that, we just did an open call. So you didn't have to be a member to be in the show. It was just open to everyone. So very democratic, you know, like birds are. And we had about 150 artists apply for the show. Whew. With nearly 400 works of art.
Wow.
And Basque and his skillful... skills.
Very modern.
He installed everything all at once in the gallery. So when you come in, it's kind of an assault to your senses in a good,
ooh,
in a good way.
I like that.
But it's installed in such a way as you would see birds, you know, kind of clumped together on a branch or on a telephone wire. And that's kind of how the work is. It's overlapping. It's just this joyful bunch of flock of birds and also very affordable. And yeah, we've sold about 50 pieces out of the show already.
Oh,
so people like their birds here.
Birds of a feather.
Love birds. Yeah,
collecting together.
Yeah, and also in that show too, there's photography, painting, some sculpture, so a little bit of everything. Nice variety, but all birds.
Oh my gosh, wow.
And birds all the way down.
Yeah.
Or all the way
all
up.
Way down.
All the way up,
yeah.
I guess. All the way up. Exactly. I read a book that was talking about all the geometric formations that birds make when they flock, specifically starlings, and it had a great word for it, murmurations.
Murmurations.
Writing that down,
I
murmurations.
That.
Oh my gosh, that's beautiful. All right, you heard it here first, murmurations.
That's what the gallery is. It's a big murmuration.
Oh my gosh. I love it. Mm-hmm. And behind it, y'all are really shooting for some good stuff. There's another exhibition, because why have two when you can have a trifecta?
I see what you did there.
Yeah,
so our third exhibition is called The Shooters We Know, and also curated by Basque. And it is 9 artists that he is acquainted with. Some of them he's very close to, he's worked with in the past. And these are all photographers that you might not have heard about. Like, some of them are architects by trade. Some of them are more commercial photographers that are used to, you know, working for clients, but they don't necessarily exhibit their work in a gallery. So some of them, this is their first time doing so. So we had a really great opening reception for this in October. And yeah, it's an amazing, amazing show. Black and white color photography, digital photography, darkroom photography, a little bit of everything.
Whew. Yeah. Oh my gosh, you can't go wrong. I mean, there's so much happening. There's so much good stuff. Yeah. I hope that everybody gets to see it and enjoy it and come home with a bunch of birds.
They followed you home.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So right down the street, what is it, a 4-minute drive, is the Maureen Center for Clay, right in the Warehouse Arts District. And that has an entirely different vibe. So still collaborative projects. We've got Peace and Love 2, the community quilting project by Brenna Kirby. And how does that bring all of the community together?
Mm-hmm. Well, this is part two of a project that Brenna started last year where she had people come in for a workshop. They all made a square. She had a pattern that... everybody was making a square that would all go together into a community-made quilt. So each portion of it, each section, you know, is someone is someone's own little contribution to the artwork. That both of those quilts will be up in our middle gallery for everyone to see, but they will also be up for silent auction, and the money, the proceeds from that, will go towards Creative Pinellas. So it is made by the community, giving back to the community.
Like a fiber arts collage.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's
yes,
lovely.
Yes. Yeah. And speaking of collaborations, we've also we've got a lot going on at the Maureen Center for Clay. That while that is up, we have another really great show happening in the front gallery. We've got Between Two Groves by Karina Yanes. Karina was in Fresh Squeeze.
Yeah,
at one point. Mm-hmm. And now she has a solo exhibition in our front gallery featuring some really stunning ceramic work, like architectural almost structures and then functional dishes and also and then a lot of really interesting wall pieces. All really interesting stuff, really cool motifs. And then, if that was not enough, well, so those shows, I should say, are continuing into December. They opened in November. We're going to keep them up through the end of the year because they're just so great. And what we will be doing come second Saturday, it will be the unveiling of our Winter Woods Symposium. We will have been firing ceramics in our wood kilns at the start of December, December 1st. We're going to start loading probably by the 3rd, start stoking the wood. And these are, this is a tremendous community project. The participants, you know, are expected to sign up for shifts, you know, morning, noon, and night, round the clock, maintaining the temperature in these kilns. On December 13th, we're going to open the kilns and get to see what magic happened in there, and then it's time to pretty much party. We're going to have Woodstack on second Saturday in December. We're going to have some local music. We're going to have a market of artists from our studio. We are going to have a Adopt-a-Pot activity where you can come in, you pick out a pot like you're picking out a lobster.
Do
they still do that? I've never been to a fancy enough restaurant to let me pick out a lobster.
Never.
But you could pick out a pot and we will fire it right in front of you for you to take home, cooked how you like. But the purpose of all of this, the centerpiece of all of this, is seeing the things that came out of the kiln, getting to just see the stuff that's just been birthed into the world. It feels really great for something, you know, close to the solstice and the end of the year.
That's a great way to end the wood firing symposium. Mm-hmm. Wow. You can't go wrong with live mm-hmm. music, and mm-hmm. I mean, it's a party. What is it? It's 5 to 9.
Yes, 5 to 9. It will be on our patio space right next to the Pinellas Trail. We've got 4 really great local bands. Well, 3 great local bands, and then my band,
which is fantastic, listeners.
Come for the other bands. But anyways, we'll be doing that. There's a $10 donation that we will kindly ask to go towards the musicians. But there will be a lot of other stuff going on. And as always, free admission to the Morian Center for Clay to look at all of the incredible artwork. Our artists are being encouraged to have ornaments, to have gift-ready type ceramic items ready for holiday shoppers.
Oh, that's awesome. Oh, my goodness. You're going to have, like... I'm going to lose all of my paycheck. Buy all of it. I can't wait.
So many mugs. You can never have enough mugs.
It's true. I've been filling mugs with fresh flowers, and that's what I've been giving. And then sometimes there's a little card inside, or sometimes there's coal. Mm. And it just depends. But coal's great for barbecues. This wonderful. So, okay, we have gone over so many things that are happening at both of those events. Again, December 13th, 5 to 9, Woodstack. And any day that the Morian Center for Clay is open, that's Wednesday through Saturday, 10 to 5, you can visit the galleries. And the Morian Art Center is open 10 to 5, Monday through Saturday. And you are so invited to see all of the beauty and all of the shenanigans. Yes. Thank you so much for being here with
us.
Thank
you.
Thanks for having us.
And thank you for listening. Again, you are listening to Sunshine 96.7 Radio St. Pete, where local music and art lives. Cheers!